you see from Braxton Stanford game to UCLA game?
You know, going back into seeing, you could just see a little more confidence. Confidence and a little calmer in certain situations. There were some improved pocket development that you can see. You're not going to see it on every rep sometimes. You just got to find those one or two instances where you can really see where something like putting a rush in front of them in practice can develop into an explosive play for Charles on a play action, you know, in the red zone and really standing in there and seeing it a little better. One example, you know.
Yeah, you guys put up a pass rush against him in 7-on-7 last week, right, in practice?
And I think we talked about some of the things we could do in practice that kind of you do in maybe a spring development, you know, with certain guys. You can't make the quarterback live. Obviously, we're not, unfortunately, can't do that, but you know, we can do is kind of build some things that are more game mode. And I think making a 7-on-7, a team pass, and putting guys in front of them with a rush is something that we've all done in the past. We feel like, you know, that's going to be one thing that we can do. And again, you're in a 8-hour rule in meetings and you're in a, you know, regular fall camp. You're not in a spring development phase. So you really got to find just a couple things. You can't do it all. There's just not enough time. But that's one example. Yeah, I think that's going to pay dividends.
When Justin does come back, what then do you guys do with Braxton after that? Like, when
ship him home back to San Diego? No, we move forward. Braxton stays right in the mix, and I think he just continues to move on. I mean, we'll cross that bridge when we get there. Right now, Braxton's rolling, and we're good to go.
He's run the ball quite often. How has his reads progressed, and do you like, are you comfortable with him thinking that the amount of hits he's getting?
The first part, I think one of the things he does well is he's pretty dynamic with his feet at times. You know, he can create some second chances and create some good stuff in the run game. He's done a good job with the meshes so far. I wouldn't say great. There's still some things that are examples of hard to bring to life. You know, the speed and being able to be hit. I can't hit him, and I'll try my best here in individual, but ramping the speed up in a game environment with a defensive end and all the different ways they can do it, mesh charge, squeeze, scrape, all these kind of advanced lyrics, I guess, for what trying to get done. He's doing a good job. Taking hits. No, we've got to do – quarterback's got to – we've talked about it. I mean, it goes all back to fall camp when we had the slip and slide out there. You got to take as many hits off yourself as you can. It's already a physical enough game at this level now. Reducing hits is, I think, a course of maturing. I think if you look back, there's times that Justin's gotten better at it this year. And last year, there was times I know I watched film, I came and I said, hold on, you can't take hits like this. This is going to wear over time, you know. And so we would like him to lessen those chances to take those blunt force traumas.
Have you asked Justin to do anything to help these guys along, or what's kind of his role as he gets healthy?
Yeah, I think Justin's been great. He's obviously there. He's in every meeting. He's in the practice. He's at the games. Anything he can do as a leader of this team to help us is great.
How special? Like during the meeting, disappointed himself, or is he going to learn?
He's engaged. That's probably the best way. He's engaged. I think he's engaged in seeing things. He wants to know what are the things I can fine tune. He wants to see. My job is to show, obviously, the things you're doing well in the development, critique the things that we can get a little better at, and obviously try to eliminate the ones that are detrimental to us. And I think that he's every week come in and now going into the third week as a starter and say, hey, what are some more things? And his attitude's been great.
Is this something that has to keep moving gradually, or will it just click on
the I think for the most case, historically at the quarterback position, it's a gradual climb, you know? I mean, there's no aha moment early on, you know? I mean, for the guys who just show up on the scene, those guys, a la Aaron Rodgers or guys like that, where all of a sudden now they're going to start and they're great. Those guys were back for 6-7 years behind Hall of Fame guys. They were still there developing whether they're playing or not. That's at the elite level. But I think a gradual climb at the quarterback position's pretty standard. We just got to put enough things around them to help them out.
You have to tell these receivers that.
Dichotic listening. Ready?
Explosive plays you guys have been lacking the last couple of weeks. How important is it to get those when, you know, it's a little bit more difficult with Braxton out there to sustain drives?
No, I don't say – again, I don't think – explosive plays, number one, are a big part of our offense. It's a analytical thing that stands out now in today's football that you got to win. If you win the explosive play battle, all of a sudden your win percentage goes up. Our guys know that. We talk about it exponentially. And it doesn't matter who's playing quarterback. It doesn't matter who's playing wideout. We need to find those explosive plays. those help us. We can't just say because Braxton's playing, like, that's not it. We're over that. Move forward. Let's get on to the next deal. We got to find ways to create those. Guys have to make plays to help everybody. It's 11 guys.
You got to preach patience to these receivers. I mean, like Breland will go a week and not have a catch and screw them, to tell them that, hey, your moment may be coming. Just stay in it.
No, I mean, we don't preach all of a sudden. You know, if we're having to baby guys because they're not getting all the touches they want, then we're not doing enough stuff culture. We're doing enough stuff culture. Coaches put in the culture of our group is the team. Our guys are all going to – they need to understand their role. You know, and our role sometimes is to get somebody else open in a certain coverage. We can't control what coverage they're in. We can control who's targeted, but I think those guys have been great. Everyone's been great as far as the touches they get. We just got to go out and create.
How special is it to have a 5,000-yard running back on your team?
Awesome. I don't think that anybody's going to be mad about having Royce on the team. Those are backs that have done a great job. And again, we're going to ride with them because those are our strength of our team.